Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh.
The 6th annual Gesher Music Festival is currently underway, presenting chamber music with a Jewish twist. St. Louis on the Air contributor Steve Potter has more.
This year's theme is American Dreams, featuring the music of Jewish composers and lyricists whose work reflects that theme. Sarah Sitzer is a cellist and the festival's director. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
Dana Hodel is a clarinetist and the festival's program director, and Jay Freivogel is a violinist with the Jasper String Quartet. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah, Gesher Music Festival, Gesher is the Hebrew word for bridge. So explain to me how you're building bridges.
Absolutely. This is our 6th season this year. Like you said, Gesher is the Hebrew word for bridge or connection, and we do that in all kinds of ways through the musicians that we bring here from all across the country to the music that we program that relates to a diverse theme each year. This theme, which I think Dana is going to talk about a little bit later, is American Dreams. We also build bridges across the community through engagement programs, through community partnerships. So there are lots of different ways that we're building bridges in St. Louis, but mostly through really great chamber music.
Mm-hmm. And Jay, have you been involved in the festival before?
This is my first time. It's great
really?
To be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What made you decide you want to be a part of this?
Well, my passion is chamber music, and specifically about chamber music is the ability that chamber music gives you to communicate with people. So that can happen in the concert, that can happen with your fellow musicians, that can also happen in bringing the music out into the community and explaining and playing and showing people the power of chamber music specifically.
Dana, the festival's theme, as Sarah mentioned, is American Dreams.
Yes, so Sarah put together this incredible thematic program, and it's really relevant to the conversation worldwide right now about immigration. And it's really through these 3 concerts, we're going to tell the story that's America's story of people being displaced or people by choice moving or not by choice, and what happens to them and to then the place where they land and the effect it has on them as artists and the effect then they have on their new home. Mm-hmm. And it's stories of failure, it's stories of success, of loss, of love, of incredible creativity, of incredible risk taking. And these are stories that relate to all of us, that we can all get something out of these stories. And it's through this filter of these artists, these composers all have some connection to Judaism. And it's a beautiful lens to look at this story that's so relevant today.
Well, why tell this immigrant story now? Why is it so relevant today in particular?
Well, it's just a huge story worldwide. I know that we'll be doing a program at the International Institute, and they're expecting hundreds of Syrian refugees to come into St. Louis this year. And how is that going to affect our community in St. Louis? How are the artists that come? Because there will be artists that come. How are they then going to affect our country here in America with what they have to offer? And how will that then, you know, completely change the culture of our country for the better?
And, you know, obviously we're a music festival. We're not here to make a political statement, but one of the great things about music and classical music, chamber music, is it can take an issue like this and put it through a lens that really does bring people together, no matter their opinions, no matter the issue.
Uh-huh. This is Jay's first time as part of the festival. How many are there of you all together, and how many are new?
There are 7 musicians total this year. Actually, I believe Jay is the only newbie. Yeah, everyone else is returning. Got a good track record.
Yeah, we have a great set of musicians again. Karen Kim is back, Grammy Award-winning violinist, and Dominic from Chicago, violist, who was here a few years ago. And we really feature Lucy, mezzo-soprano, who was here last year. She's featured very strongly in this year's programming. She was such a big hit last year. We decided to take advantage of that, and Sarah programmed a whole concert, really, that features her. And Daniel Pesca on piano returns. And, of course, Sarah's playing cello, and I'm playing the clarinet.
All right, Jay, since you're the newbie, tell me a little bit about the Jasper String Quartet.
Yeah, the Jasper Quartet, we live in Philadelphia. We teach Temple University Center for Gifted Young Musicians. But our primary thing that we do is we meet every day and we have rehearsal and we fly around the country and travel around the country and world playing concerts. So that is anywhere from a Philadelphia public school to Carnegie Hall. And this is our passion. This is our love. The four of us are a family. Actually, the cellist and I are married. But what's great about getting to come here to Gesher is that I get to share all of that chamber music with new people.
And that cellist is Rachel, by the way.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you all are full-time working musicians, so I guess that means you all work with more than one group probably during the year. So just real briefly, who else are you involved with?
This is Sarah. I play with a whole bunch of different groups in Chicago. Symphonies, chamber ensembles, anything and everything. Yeah.
Too many to mention?
Exactly.
Yeah. What about you, Dana?
Well, I'm from St. Louis, and you can hear me, you know, September through June playing with Chamber Project St. Louis, and I play with Winter Opera St. Louis, and I sub with the symphony, and I'm also the principal clarinet of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, so I also play quite a bit in Illinois.
Well, let's talk about the Gesher Festival then. Three distinct concerts at three different venues, and you're beginning with the Missouri History Museum, and I know you did something with them last year.
Yes, we're really excited to continue this partnership with them. They were fabulous to work with last year. Last year we performed in their auditorium, which is currently undergoing a big renovation. So when they told us we couldn't play there this year, we said, "Well, what do you have? Where can we play?" And so we'll be in the Grand Hall, which will be great. And Dana, you've played there before.
I've played there, and it's a really great place for a concert. I'm actually really excited to play chamber music there. You've got a beautiful view of, there's windows so you can see outside, and there's the airplane, and the acoustics are actually quite good in there. So it's going to be a really great
The History
space.
Museum has a major exhibition now on Route 66 and its journey through the St. Louis area. So somehow what you're doing is going to relate to that, right?
Right. So we're kind of taking that and turning this concert into basically a musical twist on Americana. And it'll be a mix of playing and talking. I'm actually going to be speaking between every piece about the program and kind of walking our audience through what makes music American and what makes these particular composers on this program, what it was about them that helped them contribute to the American musical landscape, social landscape, political landscape, and how they were affected by those very landscapes. So it's a lot of shorter works on that program, and we're just going to be telling stories of American music.
You're calling it a mixtape. Is that because the works are shorter? Is that what that refers to, or something else?
Well, it refers to that and the fact that it's kind of a musical journey down Route 66.
Can you share with me a story? One of the stories you might tell?
Sure. Well, for instance, one of the pieces that we're doing on that program is a work for cello and piano that I get to play by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. And he was an Italian composer. He left Italy before Mussolini came to power, very wisely. And he ended up in Hollywood. He ended up writing a bunch of film scores. And while he was there, he got to know Gregor Piatigorsky, what we consider one of the greatest cellists ever. And so he wrote this piece for his friend, Piatigorsky, and the piece itself is a waltz. And the notes in the piece, each note he used as a letter of the alphabet, and the melody of the piece spells out Gregor Piatigorsky's name. And there are musical references to the music that Piatigorsky liked. There's a reference to the Sleeping Beauty Waltz in there. It's just a really fun, light, cute piece dedicated to a good friend that he made in his new country.
And that's August 18th at the History Museum.
I want to let everyone know that concert is not sold out. It's a free concert, and we're going to have plenty of seating. We had a misprint in an article that came out this week. So just to clear that up, if anyone saw that, we will have 150, 200 seats, and it did have quite an audience last year, so we expect it to be full again this year, but there's plenty of room, so come on out to that concert, and then come back Saturday, the 20th, to the 560 on Del Mar, and this is kind of the real meat of the festival is this program, and I'm really excited to be playing a beautiful trio with Sarah and Daniel by Zimlinski, who is had this incredible career going in Vienna and then ended up in New York as he fled the Second World War. And he had kind of had a hard time here, but he's one of these artists whose life was really, really changed by the war. And this is incredible music that it's very much like Brahms, this piece, and it should be in the standard repertoire, and we're really excited to be playing it here. This program is all about stories of immigrants and what happened when they came here to America and with the success some of them had or less success.
Then on the 21st, you are at the Jewish Community Center.
And that program we're calling the Great Jewish American Songbook because we're featuring a whole bunch of Great American Songbook songs.
Names we'll know.
Names right. You'll definitely know. The Gershwins, Jerome Kern, Bernstein, to name a few. So many of those composers were actually Jewish, which people don't necessarily realize. And this is a program that we're kind of featuring the old favorites that a lot of people know already, but also some of the more serious sides of some of these composers. For instance, we'll have a song by Kurt Weill that people will recognize, but then we'll also play Kurt Weill's first string quartet, which is in a very different vein for him as a composer.
And this quartet is really fantastic. I mean, this is one of these pieces where you get to see a side of a composer like Kurt Weill that you don't typically hear. And knowing his songs and knowing the other songs that are on this great program, I think it's going to be such a nice contrast to hear the more serious string quartet.
Also, part of this festival, you're going to be doing some outreach concerts in partnership with some community organizations. I know there's going to be one in Ferguson. Tell me about those.
So part of our mission is to build these bridges, as we discussed. And an important part for all of us as musicians is to get out and take music into places where it's not commonly heard or in parts of the community where it's difficult to access classical music or live music. Through Prison Performing Arts, we're going to do two programs for juveniles in detention centers. And we are going to be Saturday at the Ferguson Public Library. And we're also partnering with the International Institute that I mentioned earlier to do a program for their students there, their international, their immigrant students there during the week. And this is just a very important part of what we do. We also are going to play at the Covenant House.
That's a retirement community, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, is that all of them?
That might be all of
them. So we bring these musicians in and then we make them work. It's like 12 events in 8 days or
but
something.
But they come back. So.
They come back. They love it. And they love getting into the community. And it's wonderful to have people from around the country come and partner with local musicians and really give back to the community.
Well, they come back. You must be doing something right. Hey, in conclusion, what about this year's festival really stands out to you, Jay?
Well, for me, coming for the first time, I'm just so excited to be playing with old friends and new friends. Sarah and I actually played together in high school. I grew up in St. Louis. And so it's just such a neat thing to be able to come back. And in addition to all this music, I'm actually really looking forward to going into playing for the Juvenile Detention Center. I love that challenge of taking the music into a place or playing it for a group of people who may not have the tools or may not have had any experience with classical music before, and explaining and talking about and showing them the power of live performance, the reason why the seven of us at this festival here dedicate our lives to playing together.
What stands out to you, Sarah?
I have to echo what Jay said a little bit, but I also think, you know, when I was programming the music for this year's festival and we were talking about this theme of Americana and American dreams, the hardest part was really there's just so much. There's so much that you could do. I feel like we're leaving so much out, enough for seven more festivals, but I'm just really excited about these themes of immigration, of Americana, and music that people will absolutely recognize and music that people probably have never heard of before, but I know will love.
And Dana?
Well, I can echo both of the sentiments they just expressed. I've been really excited about the programming since Sarah shared it with me. It's really brilliant programming. And as a local musician, I'm really excited about playing with these fantastic musicians from around the country and expanding myself as an artist. And that's such a treat to be able to do that.
That was Steve Potter speaking with Gesher Festival Director and Clarinetist Dana Hodel, Artistic Director and Cellist Sarah Sitzer, and Violinist Jay Freivogel. The Gesher Festival's three public concerts include the Route 66 mixtape next Thursday evening at 7:30 at the Missouri History Museum. Welcome to America next Saturday evening, August 20th at 7:30 at the 560 Music Center. And the Great Jewish American Songbook next Sunday afternoon, that's August 21st, at 3 at the JCC's Wool Studio Theater. More information is available at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Kim Oswalt, and Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Arts and culture programming on St. Louis On the Air is funded in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.